Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Macy Carter on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
The air we breathe shapes our health, even if we don't know it. But for many of us, the air we breathe is seriously hurting our health. 1 in 5 kids still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing missed school from bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. But it doesn't have to be this way. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
The early part of the week may have been pressured, but the cattle complex is back to rallying as traders can breathe easy after the USDA announced that they found no traces of avian influenza in the ground beef samples they took. The USDA statement that all 30 samples taken of ground beef and tested for avian influenza all came back negative for the virus is the driving force as to why the live cattle complex is trading higher into Thursday's noon hour. It was also encouraging to note that in the morning's export report, beef saw a marketing year high at 22,500 metric tons sold. With beef demand in question amid our stressed economics, seeing any sort of positive beef interest is warmly welcomed. With there being ample support currently in the live cattle market, feeders are also trading higher as the market's biggest limiting factor has been technical and outside pressure and uneasiness in the live cattle complex. Box beef prices are mixed. Choice is down 20 cents at $293.34. Select is up 47 cents at $288.54 with a movement of 108 loads. The lean hog complex continues to trade lower, although the market saw a relatively supportive export sales report. But even so, the nearby contracts continue to trade lower as traders are worried about stable demand domestically. Daily pork cutout values have been especially volatile as the belly continues to see ginormous daily swings. June lean hogs are down 95 cents at $99.47, July lean hogs are down 45 cents at $103.17, and August lean hogs are down 2 cents at $102.12. Wheat futures are 3 cents lower to 3 cents higher, soybean futures are 16 to 18 cents higher, and corn futures are 3 to 4 cents higher. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
June live cattle closed up $2.95 at $176.80. August closed up $2.85 at $173.95. And October closed up $2.52 at $177.37. May feeder cattle closed up $2.17 at $243.60. August closed up $3.47 at $255.22. And September closed up $3.37 at $255.97. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May closed up 11.5 at 637 even. July closed up 11.5 at 636.5. July wheat closed up 5 even at 604.25. September closed up 5.25 at 624.25. July corn closed up 9 even at 459.75. December closed up 6.75 at 479.5. May soybeans closed up 34.25 at 1190 even. July closed up 28.75 at 1199 even. July cotton closed down 89 points at 75.62. December closed down 99 points at 74.18. And June crude oil is up 12 cents at 79.12. That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Macy Carter at the Oklahoma Farm Report.